Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up old Kirk on his birthday. Kirk has his own lawn business and has just spent quite a bit to run ads in the paper. The ads are supposed to start tomorrow. We'll call and say the check bounced. The ads will not run, as thought.
This is Kirk.
Hello, Kirk. This is Robert at the... How are you today?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm calling about the advertising that we're going to start tomorrow. A problem has come up with your check.
What?
It was returned for insufficient funds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so we're going to have to hold the advertising till we can get this taken care of.
No, then it can't be.
We can't possibly run it until we have the funds, until the check clears.
There's no way.
Did you have enough in there?
Yes.
We also have a $50 return check fee.
Something's not right. Let me call and see what's going on. I'll call you right back.
Well, that's fine, but we did miss the deadline for tomorrow.
There's no way we can get it out if I can do a check online today?
No, I'm afraid not. We had to have everything closed by 8 o'clock.
God.
Well, I'm sorry, but we do need to have the funds for this. I mean, it's just...
I understand that, but the money's there. Something's not right. I mean, we had everything all set, ready to go for tomorrow. I talked to Linda yesterday.
She reports to me, and I just I took a look at it. We don't have the funds here, and we do have that $50 fee. So why don't we just hold it and run it, say, next Friday? Would that be all right?
No.
Well?
I guess I don't have a choice, but I want to find out what happened.
Now, the price we quoted you, the $2,306, we're going to need to increase that somewhat.
Huh?
When we have checks returned, what that says is that's a credit risk to us. I'm sure you can understand that.
Come on.
Did you write a bad check?
I'm telling you, Robert, something is not right. There is plenty of money in
the
account.
Well, we do see this with people who have lawn businesses.
Yeah, but not this one.
It's kind of a fly-by-night setup for a lot of people where they get a trailer and a couple lawn mowers. They don't quite have the business sense, you know, to put it together.
Man, what the hell are you talking about?
Why don't you stick to trimming hedges?
I can tell you.
If you want to advertise your business,
yeah.
Why don't you go around to some of the grocery stores and they let you put up these little 3x5 cards?
Well, that's fine.
And that's for free, and you don't have to worry about the bank at all.
We would like to think that we're in the upper echelon.
I thought that too.
So
your check bounced.
I can tell you, when we get done with this conversation, somebody's in trouble.
Well, here's an idea that maybe of a way that we can work this out. If you would agree to mow my lawn.
But see, we don't mow lawns, sir. We're a fertilization company, and we don't mow lawn.
I can see why you'd be good at fertilization.
Yeah?
You're full of sh**.
Who is this? Who is this?
It's Dean and Raj doing the birthday scam on you, Kirk.
I'm going to kill him.
It's Mike and Rod.
I'm going to kill him.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it.